This is an executive summary of how REITs use UPREITs to acquire property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. How REITs use the UPREIT structure and OP units to acquire property tax deferred from long-term owners, why it works, and what the option means for you. To understand the 721 exchange from a different angle, it helps to see why REITs created the UPREIT structure in the first place. It's a powerful acquisition tool. REITs grow by acquiring properties, and one obstacle to acquiring property from long-term owners is the tax those owners would owe on a sale. That is a real deterrent for owners sitting on large gains. The UPREIT structure addresses this by letting the REIT offer OP units, instead of cash, as the acquisition consideration, so the owner can contribute their property tax deferred, under Section 721, rather than sell and pay tax. This makes the REIT's currency attractive to owners with large gains and expands the REIT's acquisition opportunities. This guide explains why REITs need this tool, how it works, where the interests align, the risks involved, and what it means for owners. REITs grow primarily by acquiring properties, so they need effective ways to acquire, and the tax owners face on a sale is a major obstacle. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.